What would you do if you had more energy? Unlock your potential with Noon Energy, a refreshing new alternative to the average energy drink. So Noon is the future of energy drinks because it's a carefully formulated blend of invigorating ingredients to truly jumpstart your day. And it's different than those other energy drinks out there because it's about the details, guys. It's made with only 2 grams of sugar, 4 grams of carbs, clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the caffeine comes from organic green tea. It has optimized caffeine levels so you feel energized but not jittery, and high potency B vitamins for a little boost in there. Organic ginseng, which may improve focus, plus it's packed with electrolytes that keep you hydrated to keep doing your thing. So it's basically in these like little fizzy tablets. You drop a fizzy tablet into your water. It creates this nice little pick-me-up. It's great for workouts, work days, everything in between. And they're in these easy to grab tubes so you could take it with you on your adventure or your travels or your workday, wherever you gotta go. It's available in 4 delicious flavors, and I think that you guys are truly going to be obsessed with Noon, and it's going to be like the perfect addition to your summer. So check it out, and to discover what Noon Energy can do for you, visit noon.life/gals. That's noon.life/gals, and use the code GALS for 20% off your first order. This episode of Gals on the Go is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at hyundai.com.
Hey, you guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke, and we're making eye contact.
right now in person. I just touched her.
Oh my gosh.
She just
jumped out of her chair to touch me.
Coming to you live from New York City. Gals on the Go. Let's freaking get it. We're back together.
It doesn't feel like any time has passed.
Not at all.
We're just picking up right where we left off.
So we first reunited. So I'm in the city right now with Ryan, just kind of like, you know, just checking out the vibes. Haven't been here in so long, walking around the neighborhoods. And Brooke and I reunited on Thursday night.
Yes.
We like literally ran to each other, hugged. And I thought it was going to be like weird for a second, but it like really wasn't.
I got like nervous, almost like pre-date nerves. Like, why?
Yeah,
I felt like giddy.
Oh my God. It's literally been over a year, but I think it's because not only do we text all the time, but we're FaceTiming all the time, and we're very up to date on each other's lives.
Very involved.
Yeah, so that was fun. So basically, we're going to just be doing a very New York City episode.
Very mostly about Danielle's trip. I'll be the interviewer. Because I think so many people have questions on, well, you're here with Ryan, so people, obviously, everyone's like
buzzing.
Yeah, no, seriously, that was like the main thing, was like, what is Ryan's plan, like, living situation? I mean I know you're getting blown up with that in your
personal
life.
It was crazy.
Like,
yeah,
where's Danielle moving and
I
when
know.
And yes, so
it's so crazy. So we're gonna kind of dive into all of that in this episode, and just talk about what Brooke and I have been up to this weekend. And it's just really cool to be in your apartment and like see this in person. The last time I saw you was in your Boston apartment. So
yes,
cool.
And Danielle's staying like in my I live in Lower East Side. I like say that pretty openly, but Danielle's staying in a hotel like nearby, so she was able to walk.
I literally
there.
Just
She's
walked
like,
over
go.
Literally 5 minute walk. I just felt like a local just walking over.
That's my favorite part about New York City, is just being able, I mean, Athens, I guess, like you could say, is like that too.
No, but not everyone lives in downtown Athens. Like, it's like you can't just walk everywhere. It's here, like, okay, it's a 40-minute walk, but you can walk if you want.
Yes.
It's not like, oh, I'm on a highway.
Yes.
Like, that's the difference.
In the middle of, like, cornfield somewhere, like in rural Athens. And you're like,
it's definitely, wow. It is hot here, though, right now, you guys. Like, Brooke was like, Danielle, it's going to be hot. And I was like, oh, I can handle it. I'm sweating. I'm dying.
I know. I'm sorry. And we turned off the air conditioning, so it's not like buzzing in the background.
Oh, no. I'm better now. When I first got into Brooke's apartment, I was having a hot flash. I was like, woo! I'm also in sweats. I did not pack appropriately. I wish I just brought a ton of flowy dresses, but you never know.
Yeah. And I will say, at least for me, like, COVID kind of messed up, like, I mean, I'm making excuses for like it messing up my style, but like we see people out on the street, I'm like, oh, these things are trendy, like I'm like learning of the trends now.
Yeah.
And you're probably seeing that trends are different in Athens than New York.
Definitely.
Not that like dictates how you dress.
A lot of people wear blazers and biker shorts here. I've seen so many of those outfits.
Yes.
Random thought, but it's true.
I have seen a lot of the combos of like unlikely things that you like miss.
Unlikely. Yeah, yes. No, it's really, really great to be here, and we wanted to have the opportunity to record together while we could.
Of course.
And we'll obviously be reunited when I move here in August. But yeah. So, but should we just, you know, get into our highlights and lowlights of the week?
Let's go.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right, Danielle, what's your low light of trip, week, whatever you want to consider it?
So I'll get more into it, obviously, in the meat of the episode. But Ryan is here and he is moving here. I waited to tell you guys because I just wanted to make sure it was all set. He got the job actually a couple months ago.
I know you've been really
I've been keeping that in, but I just didn't. I wanted to make sure he was all settled. He was actually taking the job, you know.
Of course,
I just
wanted to, you don't want to jinx it. It's
I didn't want to jinx it, and it was his business at the time. And I, just and I wanted to be epic and like come here, take a picture, and be like,
You're talking about the picture for a long time.
It's not like the I saw it differently, but. We were like with my aunt and I was like, okay, we just need, I need to post this.
Because so
I kept like hiding him in my stories. And I was like, all right, like I want to tell
my parents today. They were like, wow, Ryan like looks different than what I pictured. I don't think that they saw him as like this big, like muscular guy.
That photo though, that shirt is so small on him. Like his, I mean, he is big, I guess.
Yeah. No, I totally think he is. I mean, I guess maybe they've only seen pictures like of you guys at formal and stuff like that.
Yeah, like so just his face or like, no, he's
and he looked significantly like, taller than you like in stature, I guess, in that picture. And he is.
He is.
Definitely.
He's
but probably, in that, it was pronounced in that photo.
Yeah, that's so funny. I guess I've never met him. Yeah, that's so crazy. They'll meet him definitely now. But yeah, so Ryan's moving to New York City. So crazy. I honestly thought he was going to end up getting a job in Atlanta and we'd be doing long distance or who knows what. But he applied to a ton of jobs and the one that hit was in New York City. So I'm
ding,
very,
ding,
very thankful.
Ding,
ding, ding. And he's so excited. He's so such exciting. A Georgia boy, though. It's been so funny having here. But with that, my low has been, I think like so he hasn't been to New York as many times as I have. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of felt this underlying pressure of like, I want to make sure he has the best weekend ever.
Of course.
And, you know, loves it here. And I like to think I know my way around, but I really don't. And I've never, we're staying at, like Brooke said, we're staying in a hotel on the Lower East Side. And I have never really stayed over here. I've been in Soho area. I've been in Midtown many times, Chelsea, even Brooklyn, but really never over here. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to like, I think he kind of thought I'd be able to, like, take us around. Anyways, the first day was a stress mess. We tried to take the subway, and we kept getting lost.
You guys zipped all over town the first day.
I know, because he didn't. He was like, let's go to Fifth Ave. And I was like, okay, like, that's going to be a 40-minute situation if we want to take the train. And his phone wasn't working. His Cricket. Like, he just needs to not have Cricket. And that's a phone service, if you guys remember.
I didn't know either. When Danielle first said that, I was like, he has Crickets? Like, what is that?
Literally, Cricket. It does not work. So I had to use my phone, and I was trying to use the maps. And usually the subway's so easy for me, but this was just, I don't know. It was our first day here, and we were hot, and it was just stressful. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he's having fun. But then we went to dinner with Brooke that night, and then yesterday was so fun. And it's just, it got better. But it was just a little stressful at first.
I get it. You felt like you had to be the, like,
yeah.
Well, you always are a people pleaser.
I am a people pleaser and I am a planner, but I'm bad at directions, and that's all that we needed to do on Thursday, and his phone wasn't working. So then eventually I just gave him my phone because he's really good at directions. So he, whatever.
Well, sometimes in the city you're spun around too, and you could walk like two blocks in the wrong direction and be like, actually, we got to go back. And it's like, you don't want to break the news.
I wasn't looking at the arrow. And it's like when you first get started, you literally have to start walking one way in hopes that the arrow starts moving with you. And then it's like, sometimes it's moving the other way and you're like, okay, we went the wrong way. But really just like, I'm trying to make sure he loves it here when really it's not my responsibility. He wants to come here. He
made that decision on his own accord.
Yes, exactly. I said to him, I was like, I'm going to New York. You do whatever you want. And he chose it. So I can't put that on me. And he knows a lot of people. We're literally getting dinner with some of his friends that are going to live here tonight.
Woo.
So, yeah. What was your low?
No, that's more of a story, I feel like.
Yeah.
And we just had this conversation about, like, do people show their excitement? Like, you're trying to, like, do all these things and, like, jump through hoops to be like, are you having fun? And some people just don't show enthusiasm the same way that we might. Like, we're very excitable people.
We're very animate.
Yes. Like, if some, oh my gosh, like, you could tell we're having a good time. You could tell we're having a bad time. Like, you could tell.
It's like, you know if we're in a bad mood or good. That's a good way to put it. Yes. Like, my friends are always like, Danielle, you're like visually in a bad mood. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. I
kind of prefer that, though. Like, it's candid. It's out there. It's not like, I hate the people that you leave a hangout from them and you're like, Did they have fun? Yeah.
Literally.
Do they like me? Do they hate me?
Are they just like fine with whatever?
Yes.
I get that. I feel that.
Not that Ryan is that way, but I think guys, a lot of men are less animate.
My dad will be like, I'll text him and be like, this just happened. He'll be like, cool. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yes. But like sometimes the guys just text differently. They talk differently. They just, yeah. So Ryan is kind of like that. He's more of like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, is it actually great? Like, tell me. And I just
triple confirming.
After Thursday though, I was like, F that. I'm not like he. And then today he's been having the blast though. And he's like we walked through Chinatown. We went to some of the markets. He was like, this is so cool. I'll be able to eat for days. Like there's so many restaurants, you know? So it's cool to see him kind of flip a little bit.
Yes.
In a good way.
No, it's good. It's good. Also, I mean, I feel like traveling is probably, I don't know. I've never like traveled with a significant other before, but I can imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it's fun.
We travel pretty well together, but it is different because he usually looks to me to like plan because that's what I do. But sometimes I'm just like, can you just plan? Like, I just
I get it. You want to take a step back and yes.
Yeah. So it's, it's fun. It's making me so excited to be here. Like,
yay.
And it's so cool. Like, we posted our photo together, you and I.
Yeah.
And people were crazy. They were like, oh yay! God. And I'm so excited. And we've got a whole little group of friends here already. And, oh, it's just gonna, I can't wait.
Me too. It really is gonna be like such a good time. And oh my gosh, it makes last year all worth it now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Milo, just random. I feel like I'm like chaotically busy, and not that I'm that busy, like to be like, I'm so busy, but like, I've just recently, like my time management skills have been poor. Like
I would agree with that for myself as well. It's like, you just push it all.
Yes.
Like, oh, damn.
Like I have things that I just like have to film and I have to do. And I'm just like, oh, and I'm normally not like that. Like I'm ahead on my deadlines, and it's not even that I'm like I'm still ahead of my deadlines, I guess, when it comes to like, of course, people that I'm working with and things like that. Like, but I just feel like I will set the expectation for myself, like I'm going to do this, and then I end up not, and like non-important tasks come in the way, and I just haven't been organizing my time well, which in turn leads me to feel more stressed and chaotic, which that's the whole point of being organized and whatever is avoiding that feeling. I don't know. It's like a little stressor,
no,
I guess.
Well, because you are really good at that usually, where you're like, I'm getting all this done now because I want to like relax all weekend.
So yes.
Is that just like that hasn't been able to happen? Kinda?
Well, because next week, like when people are listening to this, like the next day I'm going away for basically a week, which I haven't gone on a trip in the longest time. And I know that I'm going to be with my friends at the beach, and I'm not vlogging. I'll post on like Instagram and stuff, but I like pretty much don't text. Like,
don't.
Yeah. So I guess that added up with it. And it's not even when I like look at my tasks, I'm like, this isn't that unreasonable. I just feel like I've just been like chaotic with like letting things, like someone will text me and I'll be like, oh, now I have to deal with them. And those, I don't know.
I guess I've been
all over the place.
That also just means there's more opportunities right now. There's more.
It's good. It's a good.
It's a good problem. But it's also like you've been in a routine for the last like year.
That's what it is.
And now things are like wrecking it. You know, like we had some drinks last night, and then it's like, okay, Brooke and Danielle, we're recording tomorrow. Like, holy crap. Okay. Like, it's just, there's more to do. It's exciting.
It is. I think that's what it is. It's like not used to it. I knew it was bad when we were at, we'll talk about what we did last night, but we were at a rooftop, and I got like not even notification on my phone, but my phone went into like the mode where it's like, okay, bedtime in an hour. I was like, wow, I am old. Like, that's when you know. Like,
that's, yeah, like you last night, thing. You were like, oh my God, I've been like, this is so fun. Like,
yeah. If you guys follow me on some of my other social platforms, you've probably heard me talk about Seed, and for good reason. This is a fact. Many probiotics can't survive the trip to your gut. But the good news is that Seed's Daily Symbiotic can, and it does. I was so excited to try Seed a few months ago. I just had heard a lot about it on Instagram. And not only is it like super aesthetic and like looks cute on your counter, yeah. But we want like an effective product. And let me tell you, it truly is. Not only has it helped so much with like my bloating and just my digestion in general, I feel like it really, you know, keeps things moving and grooving, if you know what I'm saying. But I feel like Seed could truly benefit anybody. So what is the Daily Symbiotic? It's a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. It's a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. The benefits are truly beyond the gut. I feel like it's really improved like my skin. It makes it more like, you know, just the quality of my life has improved, I swear. The benefits are in and beyond the gut. GI function, skin health, heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier, And I think one of the craziest parts, you guys, is that many people are seeing improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include like the bloating and the bowel movements. You guys know, I don't really feel like it's TMI here. Okay. So start a new and healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/gals and use the code GALS to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/gals and use code GALS.
Hair food, hair food, hair food. You guys know I love hair food. I mean, if you think about it, what if we fed our hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies? I've been using clean, simple, kitchen-crafted recipes from Hair Food, and I'm absolutely loving it. You guys already know this, but I have the shampoo and conditioner with the tea tree and lavender water scent. Oh my gosh, it is a dream. I can't even explain it. They're all so different. They all smell so good. There's also coconut milk and chai spice. I just love it. I mean, whatever hair texture you have or hair type, your hungry dude will feel well fed from the superfood ingredients packed into every bottle of hair food. I let my mom use it when she came to visit me in Athens, and she was obsessed. So every hair food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that, honestly. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, I mean really nourish it, it's got to be hair food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
You said that the restaurant in your hotel just...
It just opened the day we got there. They were like, please check it out. I think it's called Dirty French or something. I'm staying at the Ludlow Hotel. It's really, really dope.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's just opening tonight. Like, literally, we've been... I'm like, wow. That's crazy. Like, they haven't... Like, that's wild. Georgia's just
It
so
just
different.
Goes to show. Because yeah. I kept, like, saying it to you guys. Like, I swear it hasn't been like this. I swear it hasn't been like this. Because you guys were like, wow, the city's alive. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm so grateful. But...
It hasn't been like
No.
Came at a great time, I guess.
Because you guys... You're probably like, Brooke, why are you like... You don't do that much. Like, come on. But, yeah.
No. I really feel like the city took a turn in the last few weeks. Would you
it
say?
It did. Oh, my gosh.
Because glad we came now, I guess.
Yes. Great time to come.
Feeling.
I know. Because people would have told me, like... In the winter, like, I'm going to come to New York. I was like, this is not a time.
No, do not, please.
Now, come. But yeah. Just be prepared. It's going to be 95 degrees.
Literally, I'm going to bring a bathing suit next time I come here. And that's a lot for me. I literally wanted to jump in a pool earlier. And I'm not a big pool jumper, you know?
Yeah, especially in New York City. I mean,
yeah. Like, I wanted to jump in the river. I was
my God.
So freaking hot. I was dying. But, yeah. So... My highlight, obviously, is reuniting with Brooke.
Woo!
And being in New York with Ryan has been really cool because we've never been here together before, let alone know that we're going to be living here, which is really, really crazy. And also just kind of a weird thing to say, but so many of my friends from college, from home, and just you guys have been DMing me like, I can see how happy you are here. Like, I'm
That's
so happy
so
for
nice.
You this next chapter. I just, like, every time I post something from New York, like, my Instagram story views are out of this world. Everyone's just so excited for this next chapter. And it's just, and, like, when we posted that we were together, it was really cool for everyone to say, like, gals, let's go, like, back and better than ever.
Yes,
like, it's great to hear that you guys are so excited because we're so excited.
Agreed.
And it just made me really excited for this next chapter because... As I've said on the podcast, graduation was really emotional for me, and it was hard to close that chapter.
Totally.
This was honestly a good time for me to come because it made me, like, excited.
And I think seeing, even though we only hung out with, like, a few people, but just seeing, like, that you will build, like,
a friend
support system
and,
here. Yeah. I'm sure it's hard that a lot of people ask questions on that, like, of you moving so far from home. Not that you, and you did it, I guess, for college, but this in, like, a whole new way.
You don't have, like, school to report to every day.
Yeah.
So you make friends literally based off of reaching out to them or meeting someone outside or it's different.
Very different.
What about you?
Yes, I was gonna say you visiting last night was probably the most fun I've had in a while.
God, last time was so fun.
So fun, just I guess getting out again and seeing.
Well, let's tell them what we did last
Okay. All right. So we started our night. We met up and walked over to make the
leap
together. I
know, we met at the corner of my hotel and, like, kind of near her. It was
so
fun.
Oh my gosh. So we walked over to, it's actually in a hotel. It's 60
LES.
Is the hotel, but Make Believe, which is a popular, like, rooftop bar, like, lounge.
They had, like, sushi on the menu, though, I think. They
really?
Had snacks if we wanted, but we all just kind of, like, ate dinner on our own.
We met at 9 o'clock, which is late.
9 o'clock. I know, right? And I got Chipotle. We're so bad. Delaney was like, you guys are getting Chipotle in New York. I was like, you know, it was comfort food. Okay.
It's okay. And sometimes that's the thing with New York trips is, like, you're going place to place that sometimes you
I just gotta stick with what you know. We didn't really care. Like,
Danielle brought her leftover. Did you even eat it? Is it in my fridge?
It's just on your counter.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's the thing about it. Then you get to like have it the next day.
Nice. So yeah, we met up at Make Believe. It was really cool. We had heard a lot about it. And we sat. So we went Brooke, me, Ryan, Margo Lee, and Katie Bilotti. And it was really cool because those are like it's our little NYC group. There's obviously more people that live here, but it was just kind of like we've all known each other from YouTube for so long.
Totally.
So
and Ryan really hasn't met them.
Yeah, I was really excited for him to meet some of my YouTube friends.
Totally.
That was cool. And I knew he'd get along with them really well. We've all like all kind of come up from the same kind of vibe, you know, like all went to college. Like he could kind of relate to them with that because I was nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, like, are we just going to talk about influencery things? But I feel like our friend group is very just like real.
Yes.
And he got along with everyone so well. We had great drinks.
Drinks there. And it's like a lounge. I would the way at least when we were there was like big lounge vibes, like sit in like the booth and like
As like I thought there was gonna be like really like bumping music, we'd get to like dance in our seats,
yeah,
but it was more like
house vibes. But it was loud. It was loud.
I thought my voice was gonna be gone
this morning tonight. I was a little sore throat
from the talking. It was so fun though, just to like catch up with everybody, have really yummy drinks. Well, they had some drink drama. I tried mezcal tequila, not into it.
Yeah, they made our drink with mezcal, and I knew, and I just ordered a skinny margarita, but I could tell it tasted smoky. And
yeah,
people are like, what do you mean smoky? Like, what do you mean? I was like, you just have to try it, and you know mezcal is smoky.
Yeah, you had it spot on. I do not like tequila, but I took the tiniest sip of Brooke's drink, and there was smoke on my tongue for 5 minutes after.
It was so small of a sip, too. Like, I was
like sticking my tongue in barely.
Literally, you were like, anyway. But okay, drink drama aside, fun rooftop vibe. I like a place that you can like make a reservation and know you're going personally, because there's something to be said about the like uncertainty of like, oh, we could go to this place, but it's like, hopefully like they have room for you. Yeah.
Especially when like I'm just here for a quick weekend and I wanted to. Like, you don't want to just be walking around all
night. And actually, this brings up another point. Danielle asked me before she came. She was like, what's the deal with, like, reservations?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, this is the reservation drama. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. I take back my word. Because apparently, every place is booked up, like, for infinity. When we tried to get our dinner on Friday night, they only had 5 o'clock or 9 o'clock available.
Yeah, of course, we went to Rosie's on Thursday.
East Village.
Yeah, that was good.
We could have picked a different place for sure, but I was like, no, I want to try this place.
Yeah, like, it was good really vibes. Specific. I liked it.
Yeah, it was cute. I love the like indoor-outdoor seating vibes. Where
it was
like,
cool. It was very open.
Garage doors.
Yeah, it was like a garage door was just up. And that was fun. I had sangria. What'd you have?
I had a skinny margarita.
That's big on them. Yeah. I like tequila so bad.
A sip of mine and you...
A very small sip.
Very small.
Ryan got mezcal on the rocks. Like, I really want to know if he actually liked it. Like, that was gross.
Yeah. Well, the menu had 2 pages of mezcal, so I think he was like, I should try.
He's very like, he wants to eat or drink whatever everyone else, like, not whatever it else is, but
what
like,
they
whatever
are.
The popular, whatever, yeah.
I'm here for that. Like, if you're going to a sushi restaurant, open. Don't get a burger. Like, I'm there.
He's like that. Where were we going with this? Oh, but last night.
Oh, and then we finished up. Well, we were like, okay,
we were
like,
feeling
let's change
a little tipsy.
Change the vibe. And we just walked and we tried to get in at some other places. Got rejected.
The girl was like, literally, you guys aren't getting in or something.
Yeah,
like,
it was so flat out.
Like, we were the first in line. She's like, you are not going to get in.
And it wasn't even that late at this point. Like,
I know. Well, I was also kind of confused on the curfew because I've heard multiple things. Like, there's a curfew, but then some places there's not.
I don't think there is. I think it's like decided. Each place decides. Yeah.
It's really weird. We tried to. Yeah. I don't really know. We were just kind of following the crowds. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like what people were up to. And we went to this cool pub and we had some drinks and it was great.
We took fireball shots.
We did.
Well, not Margo. No, some took tequila shots. Katie took a tequila shot as well.
Did
so
she?
Did Ryan. Yes.
Ryan, did Whoa. You? Ryan
no,
had two
Katie
shots.
Fireball.
Someone had two shots.
No, I think that there was an extra and he took a tequila and a fireball. Okay, anyways.
Wild animal.
The music there was great because it was like,
oh my God,
2000s
yes.
throwbacks. Like they were
like Dynamite
Pitbull.
By Tayo Cruz Pitbull.
Yes, Mambo Number 5.
Oh my gosh. Nothing made my night more than when Brooke heard Mambo. She goes, guys, this is my favorite song. This is my favorite song ever.
And then Dynamite is a close second. So that was really good. Really? I know, yeah. I know every word. Like I
that. No, that was really
I saw
nice.
Something that was like, if you had a gun to your head and had to like do a song like and know every word, I honestly might do Dynamite. Like that was.
I made a music video to that back in the day on YouTube.
I think I did too.
Probably. It was a good stop motion song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was so fun though. It just like, I know I keep saying this, but it really was a good foreshadow to like what it's gonna be.
Yes.
Like it was, oh just such gosh, a good so group fun. Like and I can't wait to hang out with more people here. It's been a quick weekend, so not getting to see everybody I wanted to, but man, last night was fun. It made me excited.
You guys, it's barbecue season, so get ready for that summer cookout with today's sponsor, ButcherBox. ButcherBox believes everyone deserves high quality, humanely sourced meat. And ButcherBox couldn't be easier. You just sign up, select your box, and they ship it right to your door every month. When you sign up now, you get a free barbecue bundle in your first box. ButcherBox truly is a no-brainer. It's the best meat shipped right to your door, which means one less trip to the grocery store. They have options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, humanely raised pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar/nitrate-free bacon. It's truly the way that meat should be. ButcherBox is also the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised meat. With ButcherBox, you get the highest quality meat around, and it's just for $6 a meal. They even have free shipping nationwide, except for Alaska and Hawaii. I just love the convenience of ButcherBox. I think everybody loves a good barbecue, and ButcherBox ships it right to you. So it truly couldn't be easier, guys. So for a limited time, ButcherBox is offering new members a free barbecue bundle in their first box. That's 2 New York strip steaks, 6 burgers, and 5 pounds of drumsticks, all for free in your first box. Just go to butcherbox.com/galsonthego. That's butcherbox.com/galsonthego to get a free barbecue bundle in your first box. Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovations both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. The SUV has been completely redesigned inside and out for the best Tucson ever. They have this digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key. The design is insane. They have these LED daytime running lights. They're like hidden under the front grille. And they also have a 10.25-inch full touchscreen. Seriously, this car just looks insane. You guys have to check it out, and you can learn more at Hyundai.com. So on that note, everyone's at like, what's the quote like purpose of the trip? Not that you need a purpose, but like everyone who's like, so I'm like, why are you here? Because like everyone is asking me that too. They're like, she's looking at apartments. I'm like, oh, not exactly.
Yeah, like so I'm trying to move August 1st is most likely. Ryan doesn't know exactly when he needs to be here yet. He's like doing remote until he is kind of given the go ahead. But Ryan's actually gonna be living with one of my best friends from high school. They're gonna be rooming together, which they've met like 3 or 4 times, and they both needed roommates and
the link up.
Yeah, and he has to start in July, and Ryan was told early July, but now he's not so sure. But he'll probably just move up whenever his roommate does, so he doesn't have to pay rent on his own. And but either way, Ryan and I have been wanting to do a trip to New York City before I even knew he was going to get a job here. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to go together. I was like, I want to show you my New York City. Like, I want to go with you and like so have romantic. A time. I know my New York. That's like literally I know nothing
I'm
too.
Screaming.
So funny.
It's literally. You're like, I want to show you my New York goes to a neighborhood you've never been to.
No, before. I know. I'm literally like, so then I like stayed here. I'm like, I literally don't know.
No, no. So. That's the cool thing about New York is you could do 80 million visits and like none of them would be the same because you could stay in different pockets of town.
It's cool. It's really cool too. Like I love going on the subway, the train, whatever people call it.
The train.
Like you go down and you go up and you're literally in a brand new area with like high rises or low rises. It's really cool. But the purpose of this trip was honestly just a little post-grad trip for Ryan and I to kind of go literally walk around the neighborhoods, because the biggest question of where do you want to live in the city?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know a lot. I just want to walk. I'm a very like vibe kind of person. Like,
yes.
I needed to walk around UGA. I wanted to see what Athens, like yes. How you feel in those areas.
Yes.
So that's why we came. I would love to have an apartment locked down. I would love to tell you what building I'm living. Not yeah. You guys. I won't do that. But you know what I mean?
Don't
like,
do that.
When people ask me, like, I would love to tell you, but New York is so quick. Like, I'll probably not be able to find an apartment until what, like 3 or 4 weeks beforehand.
Yeah. And the demand is like, going up as far as I know, because then my lease is up too, so I'm moving. you have to follow me on YouTube to see my plans. But
yeah, I was going
to
say, you're going to drop that here right now.
No. But it's like the New York City rental market is always very fast paced and moving. But I think a lot of people are moving back to the city now just because of how New York's back, baby. Like it's
so exciting. So yeah, the purpose of this was really just to explore the Lower East Side, East Village, because a lot of people are telling me to live here. And it's like a lot of my friends do live here, and it would be cool to be near Brooke so we could, you know, walk to each other easily to record everything.
But at the end of the day, though, like, and we've had this discussion, like, you have to do what you like, because I've learned that too. I've definitely like lived in places or done things that I felt like I was doing the right, literally living in the sorority house. I was like, oh, like I should do this. And it wasn't for me. I didn't like it. I wasn't friends with my roommate. Like, it made no sense. Yeah. But I forced myself to, because I was like, oh, it felt like what I should do.
Right. Yeah. And so that's what I'm trying to kind of. Brooke's been so helpful too. She's like, dude, this is where I am, but you go wherever you want. Like, you have not put any pressure on me.
Thank you.
So like, and then yesterday, so I have this weird love for Chelsea, and but like,
not weird, it's a great area,
it's a great area. But I was talking to Margo about it last night, and she made the point, like, she loves it over there too, but there's not a lot of subways that like take you over here.
I've heard the
so
like across.
That's a bit of an issue. But I did enjoy walking around there yesterday. I did like how I felt when I was there. Mm-hmm. But then last night, I don't know what it was, but just like being with all of you guys,
yeah.
it changed things for me a little bit. So I'm open to literally everything right now. So.
Okay. And my thing with New York apartments is you're never like, it's kind of like when you're dating people and they tell you, at least people will tell me, like, you're being like unrealistic with your expectations or whatever. It's kind of like that with apartments too. Because it's impossible. Like, that's the line in Sex and the City. Like, you're always looking for the perfect relationship, apartment, or job, or something. Like, it's
so true. That is a
quote. I think that's what it is, right? Am I getting the three things correct?
I don't know if that's exactly right or not. But
apartment was one of them. And because it will be everything that you think you want, and then it won't be like one. You're always going to be missing one thing, or it's never going to perfectly line up, or if it does, then it's crazy expensive. So it's like, it's hard to find it all.
I know. Like, I kind of have a basis of what I want. Like, I think I do want a doorman. I definitely want a washer and dryer in my unit. I'm really thankful that I can afford these things. What was the other thing? Oh, I want a dishwasher for sure. So I'm definitely, like, I'm kind of having to pick and choose, though. There's a couple things that I really, really want. But it's like, oh, if you want to be in this area, you're not going to get that. Or what? Or like, oh, you're not going to be near a subway if you're in Chelsea. Whatever it may be. So you're right. It's kind of like, have a baseline of... Mm-hmm. what you want, but it is so hard. And it's like, you want to find that perfect apartment, but also, like, I see you're literally, you know, probably gonna move, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So is that okay that I said
yes.
And I feel like people move a lot, and it's something fun to do. I mean, in college I moved almost every year, so it's very normal.
In New York it's so normal to move a lot, and my thing is,
and it's fun.
I totally agree. And also what I'm learning is there's different neighborhoods, not necessarily for like stages of life in general, but stages of your life. Like, we were just talking about this. Like, I would love to move more uptown when I'm, you know, not going to bars every weekend, and like when I'm a little more like settled down. Because the reality is, I find myself down here a lot, like going to these restaurants.
It's very our age around here. Yeah, I can tell.
And I like I said, being able to like walk to all my friends who live in the East Village, who live in the Lower East Side. Like, being within a 20-minute walk of most places is that's at the top of my priority list, because I like to walk. Like, I would rather that than like have to. I'm nothing wrong, of course, with getting on a train, but I'm like, I just
walking's
would rather.
Great. And it's a great workout. I've had a great workout this weekend. I'm like,
right?
It's very fulfilling too. It's fun, and it's cool to just see things along the way. And
yeah.
No, gals on the go. Gals on the go. Not have to worry about a train or anything, or traffic is what I was trying to say. So we'll see. I'm not having a roommate. I think I've already said that.
I think you did. But it's people want like the, you know, the hard facts. So
yeah.
But the answer is it's TBD.
It's TBD. Ryan and I are just here for the weekend. Ryan and I kind of went back and forth in the beginning of like talking about living together or not, but we just decided it's not. However, this weekend's kind of like, I'm a little worried because I feel like he's obviously going to be working. I don't know what his hours are going to be, but like typical, you know, 9 to 5. And then he's going to get big into the working out. I'm curious to see if he starts working out in the morning before or if he's going to want to work out after. Like, I'm going to be wanting to see him, not like every day, but, you know, like at night. And I don't know. I'm just a little
worried.
It'll
be a lot of sleepovers. It will be.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. But I mean, I'd be open to living in the future. And weekends are going to be so fun. And it's going to be a blast. And there's so much to do here. And we have so many friends. And we've got lots we want to do. So it's totally. All just a big adjustment. So I thought us living together would just be too much of an adjustment all at once. So
that is, that's it. It's jumping into a lot. Even though you guys are like in a very secure relationship and very stable. That's a whole nother element to it. I mean,
yeah. And he's going to be living with like my best guy friend. And then Margo was saying, oh my gosh, like you could like hang out with my boyfriend and his friends. Like that's so cool to think about. Like,
so cool.
Just like we can have a whole little guy friend group. It's going to be so fun. And like we can like go to pregames at their apartment. Like it's going to be so fun.
So fun.
I know we keep saying that, but and then like us recording Gals on the Go in person together, we've talked about this a lot, but like it just changes up because here we are talking about things we did together, which is what we used to do when the podcast first started. And there's guests that we want to have on that live in the city that we've been waiting to have on. Oh, yeah. We want to be in the same room. And
there's something about recording together. It's just it's
different.
It feels, at least to us, more like you could hear it too when you listen to podcasts and you like know that they're together.
Exactly.
People were asking Gals on the Go like where are we gonna record / like a potential like studio. We never even like discussed this.
We've been going like back and forth. Like I've initially thought we'd like rent out a studio.
Uh-huh.
But then you talked about maybe we could like set something up in my apartment, like your apartment. I'm kind of open to either. I think we talked about doing a video component though. I think that would
totally.
Be really fun.
Oh, totally.
I'm gonna miss, you know, like right now I'm literally like sitting on the couch chilling. But I know there are people that like visuals and like that is one of the reasons I'm here so we could be together. So I think we don't have it. That's also TBD. But what are your kind of thoughts on it? We could have an open discussion.
I know. Okay. So I just feel like from the podcast that I've listened to that record in a proper studio, like they rent out a studio space, like it loses. It becomes very like mic in your face, like hello, whatever. I mean, I've had a fantastic. I actually, but then I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth because I went to Dear Media that one time and recorded like with Kenzie, and I loved it because like I just went right in. They went in the room, like it was very efficient. But at the same time, I do like to. There's something to be said for like your apartment, your friend's apartment. Like you feel a little more comfortable, like whatever. Especially because I'm potentially moving next, like it might be a little more spacious. Like I feel like with you and your apartment search, like that's obviously like for YouTube and video stuff, like it definitely is just like a priority for you. And, so if we have the capabilities of doing it from our home, I prefer a home vibe.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm really not. I mean, I don't know,
it'll be interesting actually, like if we could hear what people prefer.
I'd be interested to hear. Maybe we do a little question box or something. It would be cool to hear what people think. Like it could be cool if we're just like sitting on the couch, whatever. And even if so, like we both have the podcasting equipment and I have no idea how to do a live show. Like if we do, like, or I don't know how we do the video. We literally know nothing, as you guys can tell. We're just trying, not know nothing, but like we're still trying to figure it out.
The production element of it is more of the confusing. We know what we're doing in terms of
content. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But like in the sense of I've never done a video component for a podcast and like we haven't decided if we want to make it. I don't know. It's just like a whole thing.
That's a whole nother layer.
But we could technically do it sometimes here, sometimes at my apartment if we have the right
setup. I totally agree.
And I don't know, that could be cool. So that's another reason it'd be cool to be, you know, walking distance from each other. So
totally.
We're kind of just up in the air about that. I think it ultimately depends on where I end up living.
Yeah.
You know, what my space looks like, what your space looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we are leaning more towards just like doing it from home because then it's just like more comfortable.
I mean, we could also have like removable things that like, you know, switch up from like the day to day to whatever, because if we only do it once a week, like it could be like a setup situation.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable at home. I don't know about like you right now, like you're in my space. So I guess like, that's on you, but
I feel like comfy. I look very comfortable. Yeah, I've like, got my feet up, like chilling.
It feels more natural. Like sometimes when you are in the studio, I don't know. But then it's nice because it, like, looks, like, crisp and clean and all that
stuff.
The
only reason I thought it would be cool to have a studio is because it would be nice to, like, have somewhere to report to. You know?
I get
it. Let's go to the studio. I think I'm just so freaked out about not having, like, a constructed place to go.
Yes.
Class, you know? So that's something I have to get used to. But also, like, there's other stuff I want to do in the city.
Yeah.
Like, I want to start going back to dance class and just, like, random things.
Yeah.
So there'll be other things. So we're kind of TBD on that.
Uh-huh.
But I do like
open to people's thoughts. That would,
I know. I think we should ask.
You hear the sirens in person now.
The sound of the city. No, I'm like really. The first day we got here, there were so many noises, and Ryan and I would get scared every time, you know?
Yeah.
And then you said, I kind of just drowned it out. So I've been trying to do that, and it's really helpful. Just keep talking, keep going. Yes. Like, because they're just going to keep happening.
The hardest thing is when you're like at dinner outside and like it's right there, and you're like, so how was your day?
Yeah.
Like, and you're not sure if you should scream or let it pass. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I like put the finger up. I'm like, one sec. Like, let's wait for it to pass. Because if you're in the middle of like a story or something, and then it's whatever.
It's like, I did not hear anything.
Yeah, like you got
watched your lips move. Yeah, literally. I get that.
It's New York City for you.
In May's Mental Health Awareness Month and throughout June, Gals on the Go is proud to join the cause of destigmatizing therapy. You guys know I am here for therapy. If you're thinking about it, if you're not sure about it, just go for it. It's just an amazing thing that I look forward to every week. If you're struggling with relationships, stress, anxiety, anything of the sort, BetterHelp counselors can listen and help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. Therapists have a broad range of expertise that may not be locally available in your area. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You can do whatever you're comfortable with too. You can schedule a weekly video, a phone call, or even just live chat sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable too than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/gals. That's betterhelp.com/gals.
Improving yourself starts with shifting your patterns and building healthier habits. That means making time to fit yourself in every day, managing your stress, and focusing on your sleep so you feel more energized and refreshed. Fitbit Sense is the advanced health watch that gives you tools to do just that. It's the world's first smartwatch with an EDA sensor that can actually indicate your body's response to stress. Like, what the heck? That's awesome. Fitbit Premium members get a detailed breakdown of their stress management score, which is really cool because it shows how your heart, activity, and sleep are affected by stress. And whenever you need to take a breather, you can do guided mindfulness sessions to help calm your body and mind. Right now, you get a 6-month trial of Premium when you buy Fitbit Sense. Visit fitbit.com and check it out.
That's an interesting thing to consider though, the studio, like where we'll record and whatever. But
I know like one podcast that I listen to, they like have a third apartment that they use as their studio.
Really?
Yeah, they like just have like an apartment because there's like a kitchen in there. Yeah. Interesting.
No, I mean, I'm definitely open to suggestions.
Yeah, I think
but
that's what Remy and Alicia, well, I guess they have a studio, but they also just got an apartment or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's lots of things to consider.
I agree. Like, there's something to be said for the separate space, but at the same time, like,
we only record once a week. So.
And when it's like the middle of the winter, like, it will be nice it'll be cozy and cozy. Like, no, like, you could, like, I'll walk to you, you walk to me, like, whatever. We'll make it up. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'm like, I haven't been home yet since like I've graduated or anything. So I'm like dying to just go home for a little bit. But right now I am like Georgia, I usually flew if it was for a quick weekend. I did drive, but it is weird to think about that because now you're close to home. You were far from home.
Yes. This is the first time that I've And that's why when people are like, you go home all the time, or like, why do you have your car here now?
'Cause you never got to before.
Exactly. And there's something to be said for like that adult relationship with your parents that I obviously am so, so lucky to have. And like, I'm sorry, I feel like I'm like rubbing in your face because you're like, no, I'm not going to have that. But not that you won't, but you are. I feel like we're equal like closeness.
I'm mentally prepared for it. It's something I know I'm doing. And my family's really, they love to travel. And
you have family up here too.
Yeah, I have my aunt. I got lunch with her yesterday. That was really fun. She is beyond excited. I mean, ever since I was little, I said I want to live here. And she was like, oh, I'm so excited. This was her was her first time coming to the city since like before the pandemic. So she was beyond excited. And that was really, really cool. And it'll be nice to like have that someone, like if I'm sick or something, she literally, you know, and she said she could look at apartments for me too. So it's nice to know. But it is weird. I'm like, wow, like I really, like I do love Florida. I do love Georgia. Yeah. I'm going to miss the wide open spaces and being able to, you know, but I can just go home for a weekend from here too. Like, it's really not a big deal. I just can't drive. Like, I'm not going to have a car here.
No, it's completely unnecessary. It's only because I live on Long Island, and it's like I live, like, just zip home and yeah. whatever. Well, actually, you send like 3 hours of traffic, but like,
yeah, it's so crazy. It's fun to drive. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna miss
it. It is. I know, because people are like, oh, what? You don't need a car in the city. Like, that is, I don't drive it in the city. I drive it out and in. Like, that is the reason.
Out and out. I know, and the way in. You kind of told me, I was like, oh, that's so nice. You just kind of literally hit a bridge.
Yes, because otherwise it would be like. I mean, there's sometimes when there's traffic and like it takes me like a weird way and I'm like, oh God. And I get like stressed out because I mean, you see like city traffic, you have to navigate not only the other cars, not only like trucks, narrow roads, one ways, bikers, pedestrians. Like you have to.
I almost got hit by a bike, you guys. It was very scary.
They fly down the road.
Fly. No mercy at all. Yes. More than cars. And I'm like.
You have to triple check now. It's like in my like. DNA. I'm like, like, yeah.
Yes, I'm really glad I had that first experience, but I think I would have gotten hit by a bike by now.
That's like a wipeout. Like, you might not be okay.
I had that thought. Like, even the guy near us was like, whoa. Like, yeah. I almost just died.
And you have to be confident to be that biker.
Yeah, I know. I was, because all the cars were stopped, but I guess the bikes don't have to, like, at a stoplight.
I don't know what the rules, like, can you get pulled over on a bike? Like, I don't know how that works. Like, I feel like it's a weird mix between pedestrian and car.
Like, I don't know. I love riding bikes, but I don't think I'll be like a biker around the city.
I just am a walker at this point. Like, I speed walk though. I pass people. I am going ahead. Like, yeah. No, seriously, because I noticed that Google Maps adjusted its time to my like walking speed, because then regular maps, it did, because it will say like 37 minutes to walk there, but then like regular maps will say like 43, and I'm like, oh, because it knows that I'm a fast walker.
I know Brian is a freaking slow walker.
That's a southern thing.
It's been
take
really,
your time. Yeah,
I didn't think I was a fast walker, but I'm definitely faster than him, because like I'd want to pass people and he's like, it's fine.
And he's tall too, because typically like it's like your stride and, yeah.
I don't know, he just likes,
that's interesting,
he has this funny walk, he just likes to walk, shakes his butt, like,
it's, well, it's also his, like, he's enjoying it.
Yeah, like, he's just taking it in, and I'm like, oh, we're late, or like, oh, we gotta get there, or I
like,
don't know.
Gals like, on the go, yeah.
Yeah, gals on the go, Ryan. Get like, with we're the program.
So, Ryan's starting his job. Can you give us I mean, obviously, you don't have to, like, it's his business, but, like,
what
general, like, field of, yeah.
Yeah, he's working in fintech.
Okay, cool.
Financial software. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, I can't even, what he's doing is so confusing. Like, he's telling me what he's learning right now, and I'm like, holy crap. He was an econ major, business major at UGA. So incredibly smart. So, like, I am so proud of him. But whatever he's doing, it's over my head for sure. So hopefully I'll be able to explain more. But he's really excited. He's been learning a lot with them already. So that's cool.
As long as he likes it. I feel like it's just,
yeah, and it seems like he really likes his boss. His boss is like a little bit younger, lives in the city. He's like not here this weekend though. They were going to meet up. His boss is like, I think, in Georgia right now, randomly enough. Funny. And I think Ryan's getting really excited, and I have a long list of people that are coming from UGA, which is crazy.
Yeah, you have like a group chat. Like,
I keep forget, like, Daly's gonna be here, one of my first friends at UGA. She got a job in the city. I don't think she's moving to the city right away. And it's so crazy. Like, I'm sure you know this. Like, I don't know, like, I'll post a story and like someone that lives here that I forgot lives here.
Yeah,
probably like, oh my god, like, if you want to hang, I'm like, oh, I'm literally here for like 48 hours, but
next
when I
time.
Live here. Yeah, it's
I know,
so
you have a
cool.
list. You're a big like list person.
Well, I'm a big list person, yeah, and I just don't want to forget. I want to remember
it.
Like, oh, like if I have like a free night, I'm like, oh, who can hang? I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I feel that way too, because I'll just like grab coffee or like drinks with like random people on like random nights, and it's like kind of all over the place right now. But I'm hoping that with you moving here and things getting better, like we'll get like a little bit of a squad, a consistent.
I see a squad.
I miss the consistency.
I want a group chat. That would be fun. Like a little group chat.
I feel that, and I, you know, just the go-to people. This way, it's like, what are we doing this weekend? Because right now, it's like my weekends are very like
so random.
Who should I contact this weekend?
No, I think it'll be really fun to start our little. Group, not clicky by any means, but
no,
like, you know, like
no.
people that you could text and be like, and you know, they mutually want to hang out with you too.
Yes.
And so if they're available, they probably will. So that'll be
good. Yes.
And like, obviously, I hope we can travel. I'm dying
I know.
To travel.
Me too. But then we were looking at the calendar and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have time. Like,
yeah, I honestly kind of like don't really want to travel much this summer at all. Like, I really just want to go home.
Why don't we wait till the fall and the winter when it gets cold?
I had that thought. I was like, wait, here would be a really good idea to travel when it's freezing here.
Yes.
Warm other places.
Brilliant.
because I'm curious to see how I handle this winter, honestly. Like, I don't know. I think it's just all about how you dress. Like,
we've had that discussion.
Yeah, because Ryan's like, it's going to be cool. I'm like, just wear thick jackets and hats. And like,
you get a good warm jacket.
Yeah.
And hopefully you don't have to spend too much time outside. You don't have a dog, so you don't have to take out the dog.
Exactly. So try to minimize that for sure. And we can like go down to Florida, stay at my house if we ever need. And
split your time.
Time share.
Well, that's what you're doing this next week. We didn't even talk about like your week to come.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited to go home. Like, I am in need of some Florida sunshine. Being away from Florida, it just makes me really, really, really appreciate it, obviously. So I'm going home, and actually some of my friends from college, like, instead of doing a grad trip, they wanted to just go to Tampa. I was like, that's easy enough. So they're all coming to stay with me, and we're just gonna like go on the boat, chill, hang out, because a lot of them start jobs on June 1st, which is crazy. So
that is so
like
crazy.
That's why, like, I literally this Sunday, so today's Saturday, is recording this tomorrow. Oh my god, tomorrow, that's I can't even, I'm so exhausted.
Tomorrow
I
the
flight's
back. Really early, right?
Yeah, it's, we have to wake up so early. The horror.
Huzzah. I can't talk about Huzzah enough. If you guys watch my vlogs on YouTube, you know I'm constantly popping open a Huzzah. They're delicious. They're a probiotic seltzer. They have delicious flavors, and they're just very refreshing. I particularly love drinking them by the pool or just out back or just whenever I'm outside. Spring is in full swing and summer is just around the corner. So, I mean, with the weather heating up, it kind of just makes sense to pull out a Huzzah. They have amazing benefits, you guys. They have added probiotics and 3 grams of sugar or less. Everything's more fun when you feel your best, and that's why Huzzah adds probiotics to their seltzer to help support a healthy gut. They're tasty and they're exhilarating when they're cold, but they're also non-perishable, so you can store at room temperature. My favorite flavor switches, but today I'd say it's raspberry and lemon. Sometimes it's juicy pear. I really love them all. Like, I literally just blindly grab one in the fridge and start drinking them. I love them that much. Get your cooler ready and stock up on Huzzah Probiotic Seltzer by using code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com.
You guys are champs, though. The fact that, like, they're getting up every day and they're really getting after it. I'm like, gosh,
Ryan's very, like, that's one thing I do love about him. Like, he's very, like, let's
seize the day.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do, too. Because I'm usually like that, but he's even more like it. So it, like, puts me in my place.
You are already, I would say. Like,
but he's even more, if you could even believe it. It's crazy. He's like, I don't want to be in the hotel really at all, which I'm the same way.
Wait, what time did you wake up today? Like, 9?
I weirdly woke up at 6:40, which was
and
awful.
You stayed up?
No, I went back to bed. Then I think I woke up at 9, so whenever I texted in the
car, okay,
whatever that was, 9-ish or so, and then we didn't leave until like 11 because I had to get ready. But so tomorrow, fly back to Atlanta, drive to Athens, pack up as much as I can on my own, because I think Ryan's staying in Atlanta, so I'm gonna have to do all that myself because Delaney's already home. And then the next morning, drive home, so I at least have one night with my family before my friends come.
Holy crap.
I cannot
That just
believe.
Made me, like, I'm talking really about stressed. Me being busy. And, like, you know, I'm like, gosh, that
I
is.
Mean, my mom was like, you kind of did this to yourself. I was like, I'm fully aware. But Ryan and I wanted to be able to go, like, we wanted to be able to travel together.
I get
wanna,
it.
Like, meet him here. I wanted to just do this trip now so that I could, you know, go home and be home as much as I can. I'll be in the city, like, once or twice this summer for touring apartments and such, but...
And then in the weeks to come, that's the other thing. Like, you're going to be home a lot. So you have a lot of, like, downtime to
I know. I keep
chilling.
Telling myself it's like, coming. It's on its way.
Yes. There will be days where it's like, I have chill time. Well, you have chill time, not me.
And then you're going to get to go be with your friends for the first time ever.
Yes.
Which would be so fun.
Yeah. And then I feel like the summer after that point, like, just really picks up. Because then we're, like, in June and July, which I feel like is peak summer months of just whatever it is. I have, like, random stuff coming up on the weekends.
That's so
exciting
fun.
Things like either Long Island or beach activity, like whatever it may
That's
be.
So
I know.
Nice.
I'm
and
excited.
Brooke and I just bought tickets for a concert.
We did.
Multiple concerts.
A festival. I mean, I don't know why not.
I don't know why not either.
I haven't seen anyone on social media post that they bought a ticket. I've seen people like share the lineup. But We're going to Gov Ball.
I'm so excited. Yes. The lineup's actually insane. I'm literally so excited. I've always wanted to go. It's literally like Music Midtown in Atlanta. It's like that same kind of lineup, I think. but I won't be able to go to that one. So I want to go to this one. So we bought the 3-day pass. We're crazy gals.
Crazy. I have obviously have you two haven't been to a festival in the longest time. So a lot of people in high school used to go to Gov Ball. Like that was like, it wasn't our Music Midtown. I would say like probably that was like all the Atlanta kids, but because we would have to come in and it's like a whole production, but a lot of that was like a younger type of thing or like in college. I never went though, so I'm excited.
I'm really excited. I just love music and that'll be fun.
Yes.
So we're already making plans in the fall.
I know. Look at us.
I know. This is so crazy. It's like really surreal. I can't believe I'm
gonna happening.
Here. It's like crazy. It's happening. It's happening. And like I said, we're working on a little Gals on the Go rebrand, which is going to be crazy.
We have next week we'll have a little announcement in the start of the episode, so you guys will have to stay tuned for that. Honestly, I feel like this was just a what is WTF is Danielle doing in NYC? What's Ryan doing? So many. The Ryan is the topic. Honestly,
it's annoying. I'm like, oh my god. No, I'm kidding.
No, he's been a trooper. He's been
He's been a trooper. He's been hanging out with us all weekend.
But he's so much fun though. So he's having a blast. Yeah. Everyone says it. Like Katie and Margaret were like, oh, he's so fun. I was like, he is.
I know. Katie texted me after like such a fun guy. I was like, I knew he'd get along with like anybody. He's so easy to just like. He's really down for the ride, which I'm really appreciative because I'm not. I wish I was more like that, but I'm more like plan. And he's like, sure, I'll come. I don't really care. So that's been really cool. It was a cool, it's just been a great weekend. And so I'll have more updates for you guys on where I'm thinking and vlogs, maybe touring apartments. I don't really know. My brain is kind of on overload, just like Brooke was saying, a lot of chaotic energy right now.
You need to like almost sit with your decisions too, because like I get like that where I feel like pressured to make a decision right away, and then like you have to like sit on it. Like when you go home, you'll talk to your parents, you'll talk to yourself, like you'll think about it, and
I just wanted to come and be, really. That was just what this
came, you took a lot of walks around a lot of different neighborhoods,
and so many neighborhoods, my legs are like throbbing.
it's a good workout, I'm telling you guys.
Oh yeah, baby. So, yeah.
Track your steps.
You guys just got to get excited because we're freaking excited. If you can't tell,
we are so excited. And I guess that's it for this episode.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being so supportive. And we're so excited to take you guys along this next chapter. And as the world is opening up, I mean, there's going to just even be more things we could talk about on the show. And
so much. Follow at Gals on the Go podcast for the updates on Insta. GOTG pod, I think, on Twitter. At Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio. The Instagram followers saw it all first.
Yeah.
The reunion.
Yeah, they really saw it all first, like immediately. And Brooke made some funny TikTok, though. I'm passing the phone to someone I haven't seen in a year. I thought that was so funny. And then she handed the phone to me. So thank you guys so much. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Like Brooke said, there's going to be a fun little announcement in the beginning that you don't want to miss. And thanks for chatting with us. This was a super chatty episode, but we felt like it was necessary. So.
Yes. Love you guys. Talk soon.
Talk soon. Bye. Bye.
This episode of Gals on the Go was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.